welcome to the Trill and BA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose Anuha, aka the trillest MBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. So something I have been watching is how people are managing their professional brands. And as they climb the ranks in corporate America, I really pay attention to how they show up, be it in social media or be it in the networks and in publications, any PR they're getting. And I know most people shy away from public speaking, even though you may be forced to speak at work to various capacities. A lot of people just don't like to get up and speak in front of people. And because most people shy away from public speaking, it becomes a great way to differentiate yourself and position yourself as a subject matter expert or SME, because you are sharing the knowledge you have built from your education, your experiences, and all the great roles that you've had in your past. And so today, we're going to talk about steps that you can take to start or increase your professional brand presence and possibly make some additional revenue just by being exactly who you are. And I have a very special guest today. But first, Corporate Warriors Summit! So today I want to shout out Meredith Harper, VP, Chief Information Security Officer at Eli Lilly and Company. So Meredith joined Eli Lilly and Company in August of 2018 as their Deputy Chief Information Security Officer. And as of April 2019, she transitioned to the role of Vice President, Chief Information Security Officer. Go ahead, VP. For Lilly's Global Information Security Program. Over her 26-year career, she has emerged as a strategic leader who is not just interested in processes, goals, and objectives, but most of all, she is passionate about her greatest assets, her human capital. That means the people that work with her. Her success has been attributed to her ability to manage large-scale, complex programs that cross functional areas while advancing the skill sets of her team members. So she is a people developer. You go, Meredith. Meredith is a proud alumna of the University of Detroit Mercy, where she received her Master's in Health Services Administration and her Bachelor of Science in Computer Information Systems. She is also a proud alumna of Loyola Chicago School of Law, where she received her Master's of Jurisprudence in Health Law. You go, girl. Now, you guys, for this episode, I needed an expert because this is something that I want to do for myself. So selfishly, this episode is really for me, but I thought I'd share. I'm seeking more speaking engagements. And by engagement, I mean paid speaking engagements. So today I have the absolute honor and pleasure of speaking with Tricia Richards Service. Tricia is a marketing and PR guru who serves as a professor of communication at Temple University. And she is also an entrepreneur who is disrupting the current speaker bureau business model with her company, I Need a Speaker. Tricia, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Felicia.
I'm so excited to have you here.
I'm so excited to be here.
Real quick, I want to tell everybody how we met.
Okay.
Tricia actually does her homework where Felicia skips class. So I was taking a seminar and Tricia was taking the seminar. It was during COVID and I wasn't doing my homework and I wasn't keeping up, but I saw her information and in the seminar, it was over some weeks and we were supposed to be helping each other, like self-learning as we took these lessons. that I didn't do none of, really. But I did read Trisha's stuff and I was so intrigued. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then we got to talking. And then next thing you know, we were on the phone for I don't know how long, because we, like, I like to run my mouth. And then I just learned, like, Trisha is just an amazing giving wealth of knowledge, and she agreed to come on the show. So I am so grateful to have you here today.
Thank you, Felicia. This is why we get along, because I like to run my mouth and I have fun with you and I'm inspired by you and I learn from you. So it's just perfect. It's just, I love your energy. It just makes my day when I hear from you.
Well, I appreciate that. Okay. So since I am a case study for my show, and everything I learned, I just turn around and talk about it on the show. Like, I always tell people, I'm not really an expert per se, but I am able to communicate my experiences and my lessons from my failures in corporate in a way that resonates and helps people get through surviving and thriving in the workplace, right? And so what I want us to chat about today is, what do we need to consider as we move into this world of public speaking, if we so choose, especially when it comes to building our professional brands? So, Trisha, my first question for you is, when it comes to someone saying, okay, I want to build my professional brand, and let's not get it confused with personal brand. And I know a lot of people are like, but isn't that the same thing? And I want to be clear, you have your brand outside of work if you're in corporate. So when you see people talk about their personal brand and they're, you know, entrepreneurs and they're selling things, that makes sense. But as a professional in corporate America, we have a professional brand that we have to manage. It's just what it is. But also, I see that there are a lot of people who are managing their professional brands, and they are climbing the corporate ladder through managing that in a public space. So, first question, what is it that we should focus on? Number one focus when it comes to like PR today. Like, what do you think? If you just only had like 5 minutes to just say, okay, this is the most important thing, what do you think that we should be thinking about?
In terms of a brand, of a personal brand or a professional brand, it all comes down to reputation management. So what does that mean by a reputation? What does that mean to say that you're managing reputation? Reputation management refers to the effort that you make to influence what and how people think of a brand or a person. So it could be something you're doing for your brand, but it could also be something you're doing for yourself. And just like we would do in marketing is find a unique selling proposition or a differentiator for a product, we have to look for that within ourselves too. Ideally, reputation management is based on trust. And what that means is operating and communicating with transparency. It means aligning your words and actions with your personal or brand mission, vision, and values. Today, we're going to talk about personal. Some people think this just means what's on your business card. It means what title is on the door of your office. But that's not really what encompasses it. It all comes down to the behaviors, the actions, the words that you use that are associated with you as a person and as a subject matter expert. And that's really how we build that brand, is by packaging that in a way that highlights what's unique about us and differentiates us as a subject matter expert to be trusted.
You know, when I think about some advice that I got from a mentor of mine one time, he told me, he said, you gotta understand, you are your own mini corporation. And coming from big companies like Coca-Cola and Kellogg Foods, you know, there's a lot of work that goes into what you just said, managing the reputation of the company. And so if I was to take a step back and think about how that translates for us as we build our professional brands, it's that you need to think about what is your like mission, vision, and values. Is that right?
I would start with that. It sounds like I would really get along with this mentor of yours because it sounds like we share the same mindset. But just like a company has a mission, which is why it exists, a vision, which is where it wants to be in a certain number of years, and values. Let's look at ourselves. I mean, some people fail to write a mission statement for themselves, but how powerful is that to put that intention to paper and say, this is why I'm here. I'm here to enhance your revenue by adding new products that are unique in the marketplace. Or I am here to enlighten you about subjects or guide you down this certain path of, say, career promotion, like you do for so many amazing people who listen to Trill MBA. So what is the mission? And then what is the vision? Where do you want to go? Where do you want to take that? Maybe you want to be an expat. Maybe you want to be a speaker. Maybe you want to be an author. Maybe you want to be a vice president. Where do you want to go? And what values do you want to exhibit along the way? So does it maybe make you think about qualities or values like trust, integrity, truthfulness, honesty, ethics, you know, those kinds of things? What are your values and how can you support those through your words and actions? That's kind of the question I want people to think about. It's deep, I know. But once you settle on it, you really have a direction. That arrow was pointed somewhere.
You know, I always tell people on this podcast, like, you have to get intentional. Like, yes. You have to set your intention. And that means you have to take some time and really think about, like, who you want to be. What do you want to be known for? Like, what is important to you? And then you can start to craft like the career that you really, really want, right? And I think a part of managing your reputation is getting super clear on that and then being able to articulate it in a particular way. And I think the questions that you just posed to us, and I'm still doing the work, like I've got to go sit down and still think about, you know, as I evolve as the Trill MBA, you know, what does that mean? Like, I know what my mission is. I'm very clear. I'm here to help people not make the dumbass mistakes that I made in corporate, right? Like, go make some new mistakes. Like, I have a cousin, he's 21. You know, pandemic throws you all off. He might be 22 now, and I just forgot. But he graduated from Morehouse last year. But his graduation is going to be now, like next weekend because of COVID, right? But I tell him all the time, get intentional. You know, you don't want to, he's a finance analyst. He does not like getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning to run weekly reports. Like he doesn't like it. So I said, you know, you don't like doing that. What you going to do to change it? Like, what's your intention? Like, what's your mission? Like, how do you want to help the world? Right. But then I think where it gets tricky is the vision part and how to articulate what your vision is, because mission is like your why, like what's driving you, right? Like, why do you do the things you do? But the vision is, how is that going to evolve and grow and change the world, right? Like that's your vision. And vision is hard because you're trying to think about what is going to be. Whereas a mission is pretty much like, this is what I do, this is what is, right? So it just feels a little bit easier. But when you can articulate what your vision is, and I have an idea, I just don't have it quite articulated. And I'm not gonna go down that rabbit hole right now. But I need to sit down and take some time and really write out what the vision for Trill MBA is, right? Mm-hmm. And to me, I know a lot of people are like, well, is that your professional brand? Hell yeah, Trill MBA is my professional brand. And I'm trying to make it as close to my professional brand as I possibly can, right? Like, I want to be my full, authentic self all the time. Even though I understand there is a game in corporate that we all have to play. We have to show up in certain ways. Mm-hmm. But I think if I have clarity, I mean, super clarity on mission, vision, and my values, then I can find companies where I will fit being that. It's tricky.
It is tricky. That's a good point. I have to say, it's okay if you don't know all the time what that vision looks like. It's okay if it changes over time. Your priorities change through your life. You know, sometimes you want to climb the corporate ladder, and sometimes you think, I want a better work-life balance. I need a little bit more relaxation in my life. As my friend Arena Sargent would say, I need to yes. not burn out, you know.
Shout out Arena.
Yes, shout out to her. If you don't choose your path, someone else will do it for you, and it might not be the direction you want to go. So you need to think about being your own PR person. You need to think about how you want the world to see you, how you want to be known. So you want to be known for being the Trill MBA. Other people want to be known as being Heisman Trophy winners. Other people want to be known as movie stars or problem solvers or pharmaceutical developers or something like that. No matter what that path is, and thankfully there are lots of different choices, so we have all different kinds of people in the world, we have to think about, what can I do? How can I behave? What steps can I take to get where I want to be? And it takes just a little bit of introspection, self-awareness, to think about how you want to proceed with it, what steps you're going to take.
That is awesome advice that I am going to take, and I'm going to take the time and do that. And so we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back from the break, I want to dig into the how-tos of building our brands and talk about the number one thing we need to establish when we get back from the break. The Trill MBA Show is happy to announce a partnership with a fantastic organization named Juno. Juno uses the power of group buying to help people get lower interest rates on new student loans and student loan refinancing. So if you're like me and you got a bunch of student loans and the interest rate is high, Juno can help you get lower interest rates so you can pay off your student loans faster. Listen, I am so excited about this. Why? Because Juno is completely free. It is a free resource. You have no obligation to take the offered deals. Juno gives power back to us, the borrowers, and allows us to take ownership of our financial future. I am so excited about this partnership, and the process to becoming a member is simple, and it only takes 2 minutes. So check out the link in the show notes to learn more and get lower interest rates on your student loans, y'all. Let's save this money, okay? Now back to the show. We are back from the break with my very special guest, Trisha Richards-Service. Now, as promised before the break, I want us to dig into, like, what's the first step of building our professional brands?
The first step is we're going to build credibility. And what does that look like? What does that mean? Every single thing we say, everything we do affects our credibility. And we have to be mindful of that all the time. And I know it's hard sometimes when you've got that finger poised over a post button on social media, or you just want to shoot an email back and be like, you know what, people, but you've got to think about, how is this going to be perceived? How can I represent the person I want to be known as? So you've got to think about that before you take a step. So I want to talk about a couple of ways that you can demonstrate your integrity and your subject matter expertise in a really practical manner. Okay, so let's go through 4 of those. One is, I'm going to recommend participation on boards. Okay. I am a strong believer not only in giving back to the community, but in also having this experience. I did it myself from my early 20s when I was my first job, actually.
Right, yeah, when you had energy and you were young, Trisha.
Hey, no, you're so right. You're so right. So I just think that service on a board is this magical combination of networking and showing off your skills. It's showing your competencies to decision makers. And I love that. Regardless of your age, you do have something to contribute. Regardless of your experience, you have something to say at that table. And I encourage people to get involved. So that's my step number one, is get involved in boards.
I have a question for you. So my listeners run the gamut of age, because in corporate, you know, you start out in corporate in your early 20s. And then I have people who are damn near 50 or past 50 that listen to the show. I actually got an email from somebody that said they thought my show was a bit ageist. And I was like, do you know how old I am?
Ageist? No.
Yeah.
And so the skills that you teach people could be used by anybody in a job.
Exactly. But I think sometimes when it's an episode that's targeted towards like new MBAs, or you're thinking about getting your MBA, that sometimes it can feel that that's for a little bit younger audience. And I get that. That's fair. I'm trying to.
Felicia, I started my last degree when I was 48. So there you go. Started it when I was 48.
Boom, boom. There it is. It's never too late. I tell people that all the time.
You can tell them to call me.
Okay. But I do want to talk about, because I was on a nonprofit board. I was trying to help my friend. I failed being on that board. It was just not the right time in my life. And I didn't know what I was doing, and I had never done it. So I want to throw out there, like, just do it. Try, right? You may not succeed at it, but just try anyway. Nonprofits always need help. I would say, though, if you're a little bit older, like I am, I would say maybe try to be in an advisory position.
You could do that. And another thing is, if you don't feel comfortable being on a board because you've never done it before, I would recommend going to someone who's a decision maker or an overseer of that board and saying, look, I really want to get involved, but I don't know much about it. I'm feeling like I don't really belong because I might have experience. Can you tell me where I can fit in and how I can contribute? Mm-hmm. And you'll find that people want to help you when you ask.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, when you get hired for a job, we show off what we know. And then we get into the job, but we don't want to say that we don't know something, because fear stops us from wanting to learn and saying, I don't know this. Can you explain it more for me? Yet when I've tried that at work, forced to do so, it's always been a good result. People are willing to help.
Yeah.
So when we're trained over and over to not say, I'm sorry, I don't know that, it's against our nature to ask for help. But nonprofits need help more than ever. They need expertise. And what better way for you to grow? So it is not a stretch to ask someone to mentor you, or to just keep your mouth shut for the first few board meetings and watch and listen how they operate, what they do, how they make decisions, who's in charge of what. And then maybe do a coffee break with someone, virtual or otherwise. Maybe do a lunch or just a quick 30-minute meeting and say, I really want to learn more about how this works. Can you tell me?
Yeah.
So communicating comes out again. You'll see I'm a big fan of communication.
Well, I mean, you are a professor of communication.
That's right.
I think that's great advice. Like, try. And if you don't know, say, hey, I don't know, but I'm willing to learn. Or I don't know, but I will go find out. Like, don't just say, I don't know. That's why I tell my coaching clients, like, don't ever just say, I don't know. Just, I don't know, but I will find out. Or can you help me? Like, be open to feedback. Be open to that. And people want to help. Most times people do want to help you, and they want to see you succeed. It's more often than not that people want to help you. Yes, there are snakes. Yes, there are ugly people, but there's fewer of them than there are the other. So
I agree.
I totally agree with you.
And it's in framing too. It's not just saying, I don't know, but it's framing it or saying it in such a way of, I'd like to learn more about this.
Yes.
And I value your opinion. I value your expertise. Well, who's going to say no to that?
Yes, Trisha.
Who's going to say no?
Yes. Yes. That's so
right. That's the topic for another podcast.
Yes. Yes. Like, I actually did do a podcast about, so a lot of Black women don't like to admit they need help. It's a problem we have. in general. Whereas I understand most people don't like to admit they need help. I get that. But Black women in particular have bad reactions to having to ask for help. Like all of my friends, we will not ask each other. Like I will ask for help for somebody else before I ask for help for myself. That's how it's so bad. We all need to help each other. That's why we're here on earth. But for some reason, I can't ask for help. No, sis, you can ask for help.
And good. Frame it so that you build self-confidence.
Exactly. That is the key. Okay, frame what's number two, Trisha?
Number two, we're talking about building credibility. Another good way is to share your expertise publicly. So what does that mean? One way is to contribute to your company's newsletter. Another way is to post on social media about professional industry-related information, create a blog and keep it up, write papers or case studies, or even mentor someone else. We are then establishing that we are subject matter experts. And I want to point out something I think is really critical here. A lot of people want to be subject matter experts in 19 things. And they said, oh, I'm going to make a list of all the things I'm so wonderful at. But no, I see you shaking your head, Felicia. No, the answer is not. If you really want to stand out, if you really want to differentiate, you choose that specific area of expertise, that narrow focus, and you say, this is where I am damn good. Yes. And then you share that expertise in a way that makes people say, oh, really? Well, you want to know more about marketing to Gen Z? Well, I know who does that. That guy over there, Jim, does that. You talk to Jim or talk to Kenesha, you know, talk to her, because they know what's going on with Gen Z because they talk about it all the time and they suddenly are established as the go-to resource. So Jim and Kenesha are the people for that. But then if you want to talk to somebody else about, I don't know, experiential events, well, then it's Bob or that's Hadijah or something like that. So then you go and find the people who are known for that. So find that narrow focus and crush it.
Yes, focus, which means you have to get intentional.
Exactly. See how this circle comes around?
So if you guys don't know, Trisha and I are on Zoom. So if we have any audio stuff, you can forgive us because we are on Zoom because it's a pandemic. So that's the second thing. And I think the other key with that is to get consistent, right? Like be consistent about it to build that momentum.
Absolutely. You can't just do one blog post and be finished. You can't, you know, write one article and be finished. You've got to keep going.
Like I wrote one article for Forbes. No, that's not how that works. got to keep going. I mean, I haven't written an article for Forbes yet, but I'm saying.
I love the word yet.
Yeah.
Because it means it's coming. And I can't wait to see it in print. So
yes, when Forbes lets me contribute about diversity and career, they're not ready. They gonna get ready though. They gonna get ready. Okay, Trisha, what's the third thing?
You just segued into number three, which is mention your accomplishments so that when you do write for Forbes, you splash that on your website, on your blogs, on your social media. You talk about it, you mention it. So one way to do that is to work with your communication team at your company and tell them that you presented at this conference or that you authored this paper or you did whatever project it is and get that accomplishment mentioned because that will, again, reinforce your subject matter expertise.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
I see it building. Okay.
So that and it's building up to number four.
Number four.
Yes, which is one of my favorites, which is book public speaking engagement.
Yes.
Take the stage.
Nice.
Yes. Virtual or in real life, in person.
Yes.
Take the stage, grab the mic, and just go for it. Establish yourself as the one where the spotlight needs to shine.
Okay.
You like that?
I like how it sounds. I think I'm still at stage of writing blog posts. Even though I've been doing this podcast for 5 years now, I think I'm still at blog posts.
Working on public speaking. I mean, you're kind of practicing every time you do a podcast episode.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, I do an incredible amount of speaking at work, and it's something I'm good at. So I do want to get into speaking. I think it's very powerful. So when we come back from the break, Trish is going to share with us the power of speaking. And she's also going to break down why she started I Need a Speaker. And she's going to tell us all about I Need a Speaker. And then she also has some gifts for some of my listeners out there. So stay tuned. All right. So as y'all heard, Chris put me on blast the last episode of season 4 and pretty much said, you going to ask these people for help and you going to start this Patreon. So I started a Patreon page, working on additional content. Go on over to patreon.com/TrillNBAShow and become a patron and help us make more dope content to help us survive and thrive in corporate America. Hey guys, we are back from the break. Before we get out of here, the most important thing, you guys, is to get intentional about managing your reputation and establishing credibility. Guys, that's the most important thing. So now, Trisha, though, can you help me be a powerful speaker? And why did you start your company?
I can help you be a more powerful speaker because you already got some power. We all know that.
Power, shenanigans. I don't.
I love the word shenanigans. Okay, so why did I create I Need a Speaker? So there are three main reasons that I decided to do this. First is that the majority of public speakers are white men. A whopping 70% of public speakers take the stage and are white men. We got to change that. We got to change that right now. That's just wrong on so many levels. Right. So I'm on a mission to amplify new and marginalized voices. I want to have diversity on the stage and diversity in what we hear and experience. The second thing is that if people did want to look for a speaker, the traditional speakers bureaus charge a fortune, about 35% of the speaker fee for high-priced speakers. Most groups can't afford that, which means they are locked out of hearing from some speakers. So I wanted to facilitate sharing information because you know why? Because information is most powerful when it's shared. We have to share it. So I wanted to make sure that I could do that. And third, I have been through my share of those tedious, horrific meetings, those death by committee meetings where people say, well, who do you know? Who do you know? Who do you know? And they continue to tap out their small personal network, which means they're hearing from the same people over and over again. And it's boring. And yeah. I don't live a boring life, and I don't think anyone should. No. So I'm against that. So I knew there had to be a better way to connect speakers with audiences. So I decided to build it myself.
Well, you better build it yourself. Okay, so now tell us about I Need a Speaker. What is I Need a Speaker for those people who haven't caught on yet?
I would love for them to check it out at ineedaspeaker.com. What it is a new way of connecting speakers with audiences. You go to the website and you either choose I am a speaker or I need a speaker. If you are a speaker, you pay a low annual fee to be listed in a searchable directory. If you are an event planner, someone looking for a speaker, you can create a free account to browse the directory of speakers. And then here's the beautiful part. You contact the speakers directly using the contact information they provided. So there's no additional fee. There's no nonsense. There's no surprise bill. It's just everything that you work out with that person. So whether it's virtual or in-person events that you're planning, you've got a directory. You can look up and say, well, I need to talk to somebody about marketing, or I want to hear from a speaker who talks about the Civil War. So you can look up different subjects and find the right speaker for your audience. Because when some people look at a list and they say, well, I want a speaker within this budget, that doesn't always mean it's the right speaker for the group and the event. Right. So you want to have the right speaker for them. And that's what we help do. So people can sign up for the newsletter. They could just sign up on the website and you'll see the blog posts and receive the newsletter every month.
Nice. I love it. Yes. Look at you giving away free info. in the newsletter. It's a great newsletter too.
I deliver value, Felicia.
Yes. So one thing I love about what you do is you also help speakers build their profile and make sure that they're presenting themselves in the best light. And you're also out here really working hard to not only diversify public speaking, but also like amplify people who are amazing public speakers who have an amazing message, but they just don't have any way to get a platform and they're starting out. And that's what I really love about this opportunity with I Need a Speaker. So my question for you is, what's the most important thing if you're thinking about public speaking? What's the most important thing you need to be considering or thinking about?
First, you need to get organized. Now, what is your message or story? How do you want to present it? Tell it. Again, going back to what we said before about a narrow focus, what is your go-to for your brand? How do you want to be known and for what subjects? So decide who you want to reach, what that message looks like. And I want to stress too that I Need a Speaker welcomes speakers of all experience levels, because sometimes the most powerful, impactful presentations come from people with a passionate message who might not have done a lot of formal public speaking, but man, they'll give you the chills, you know? So that's perfect. I just wanted to point that out. And a lot of people are also turning to public speaking in recessions, or even as we've seen in times of pandemic, when they are looking for a new opportunity for work, or they want to look for a promotion. They want to have that enhanced visibility. So be clear on your intention, organize your thoughts, get some clarity around what you want to do and who you want to do it for, who is your audience, and then just get out there and start speaking. So the blog covers a lot of tips on how to do that. I recommend that you start out very small if you're timid about it or new to it. Speak on Clubhouse, do a Facebook Live, do a small group at your public library, and then keep getting bigger and bigger. But know when you need to start charging. Don't be afraid to charge for your time and expertise. That's a mistake that some people make early on, and they'll continue to speak for less than their value. And what does that value look like? Well, I hate to say this, but it depends.
Right.
So I've had some speakers who charge $5,000 for a session, but if it's their alma mater, they'll do it for free. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they charge one rate for a corporation and then another one for a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. Maybe the going rate is $500 for everybody. Right. So it depends on what level is of speaking that they are in. It also depends on, you know, what their purpose is for speaking. Mm-hmm. Is it looking for a job? Is it engaging with people? Is it networking? Is it practicing to get feedback? Is it just staying in the loop now that they're retired, but they have a lot of subject experience? So everybody has a different motive for what they're doing. It's got to suit that person and the situation.
Yeah. Okay. So now, Tricia, I just want to make sure. Do you need an invite to join I Need a Speaker? Is it invite only? What's happening here? Can the corporate warriors who want to use I Need a Speaker to start publicly speaking and finding speaking gigs and grow their professional brands, they can just go to
ineedaspeaker.com. Everyone's welcome. No invitation needed. And I also invite them to check out our fundraising opportunity and some of the blog posts that will help them to enhance their public speaking skills. Just this summer, we're about to launch some new features and some training that I'm very excited about. So if anyone wants to learn more about public presentation training through I Need a Speaker, please email me at info@ineedaspeaker.com.
Awesome. And I'm going to link all of that in the show notes as well, guys. So you'll have access to that. So now, Tricia, I think you have a special for my listeners.
Blood out.
I absolutely do. I want to thank them for listening to the Trill MBA podcast, which is my favorite. And I want to offer this gift. If you have a message that you'd like to share, visit ineedaspeaker.com to sign up. And for your special discount, I want you to enter the code TRILLMBA, T-R-I-L-L-M-B-A. And then when you enter that, it's your sign-up phase. You'll get this special discount that's only for the Trillist.
Yes. So, Tricia, I really, really appreciate that. But I also want to add something special for my VIP patrons. These are patrons who are supporting the podcast at the highest level. If you are a VIP patron, your name will go in the hat for one of 5 annual memberships that I, as the Trill MBA and as Fair World Corp LLC, that's the name of the company that runs the Trill MBA, is sponsoring. So we're having a contest. So if you are a VIP patron by June 15th, so you have to do it by June 15th, you have to sign up. Then on Juneteenth, June 19th, and if you don't know the significance of Juneteenth, Google it. And I am from Texas, so Juneteenth is a big deal. So on Juneteenth, I'm going to draw 5 names out of a hat of all the names of the VIP patrons. And 5 of you guys are going to get an annual membership. And so I will be sending you a special code where you will get a year on I Need a Speaker from the Trill MBA. Thank you, Trisha. I'm so excited about this.
That's a very generous prize. Thank you for that too.
Yes. So I want to say thank you for coming on the show and dropping all these nuggets about public speaking. I know I'm going to get up on it. I actually do have a paid gig in the works. So we'll see how that goes. I actually had the same gig last year, so they came back. So that's good, right?
That's great.
Yeah, so I'm excited. It's a workshop, but I love it. I do interview prep for conferences. I talk about anywhere from like how to navigate the workspace, how to get promoted, all things career management, how to build relationships, how to build your relationship wall. I do everything I talk about on this podcast and more. So I am on I Need a Speaker.
Yes, contact Felicia through I Need a Speaker. Yes. And not just for workshops, but we welcome people to be MCs, keynoters, panel discussions. Felicia, we even have some stand-up comedians on
really?
I Need a Speaker. Yes.
Really?
They do fundraising events. They do corporate events. They do employee days.
That's amazing. Yeah. If our corporate warriors wanted to connect with you, Trisha, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
I would love for them to email me at Trisha@ineedaspeaker.com. That's TRICIA@ineedaspeaker.com. I'm thrilled to hear from everybody, get their feedback. And if they're interested in public presentation training, I got your back.
Yay! Trisha, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really, really appreciate you.
Oh, I appreciate you too. Anytime, Felicia.
Yes. And so this is my PR guru, guys. Trisha's literally giving me workshops on PR. So I had to have her on the show and share her wealth of knowledge with all of you. So as always, if you need some help or advice about a specific situation, go to trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a 45-minute consultation with me to strategize and walk through your specific work situation. In addition, you can always email me at ask@trillmba.com. I'm happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person if I don't have the answer. Again, that's trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a 45-minute consultation with me, or ask@trillmba.com to submit your question, concern, comment. If you want us to talk about something, if you felt like I didn't have Trisha on long enough and she needs to come back, tell me that too.
That'd be great.
Yes. So until next time, you guys, keep it trill. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.